And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started right now. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says fraudulent Facebook event pages are popping up posing as well-known art fairs. And these include popular events like Plymouth's Art in the Park. And the goal is to trick vendors into paying for booth space that doesn't exist. What a sham. The fake pages often look convincing, including real photos, event descriptions, and familiar branding. But instead of directing vendors through official registration channels, scammers push them to reserve spots via text message and send payments through apps like Zelle, money that can be nearly impossible to recover once it's gone. Nessel warns these schemes don't just cost vendors money, they also damage the reputation of legitimate festivals and erode public trust. Her advice is simple: slow down and verify. Vendors should always confirm event details through official websites. Double check who's run the event page and avoid any organizer demanding immediate payment. Anyone who spots a suspicious event page is encouraged to report to Facebook, the FTC, also known as the Federal Trade Commission, or the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. And a Port Hope man is facing the possibility of a lengthy prison sentence after authorities say he took up a pickup truck without permission and crashed it into a stop sign later this year. Late last year. And that would definitely stop a truck. That stop sign, I guess, did its job, right? 54-year-old Frederick Arthur McCoy entered a no-contest plea this week in Huron County 52nd Circuit Court to unlawfully driving away a motor vehicle, and because of his status as a habitual offender, the charge carries a potential sentence of up to 10 years behind bars. Prosecutors say the incident happened on New Year's Eve in Huron Township last year, when McCoy allegedly took the friend's truck without permission and crashed it, leaving the vehicle heavily damaged after striking a stop sign. Court records show McCoy has prior felony convictions, which means this is definitely nothing new to him, including arson, receiving or concealing a stolen vehicle, and domestic violence in Saginaw County. Under a plea agreement, prosecutors will not pursue additional habitual offender enhancements. McCoy will also be required to pay full restitution to the truck's owner, and the Michigan Secretary of State's office could suspend his driver's license for up to a year. Sentencing is scheduled for May 18th before Judge Gerald Imprill. McCoy remains out on bond pending that hearing. And fire crews from across the region were kept busy early Thursday morning last week after a series of wildland and grass fires broke out across multiple townships within a short time frame. Current investigations say the circumstances strongly suggest that the fires were intentionally set. Mayville Fire Department was first dispatched at approximately 1:46 a.m. to the area of Phelps Lake Road and English Road for a reported grass fire. When crews arrived, they discovered the situation was far more widespread than initially believed. They located multiple active fires stretching over several miles, and at the same time, additional fires were reported in Kingston Township and Burlington Township. Within roughly 30 minutes, a total of 7 separate fires were identified across four different locations, all several miles apart. There is an investigation being believed that is intentionally set, and the only description at this time is of a loud dark colored vehicle, possibly a red or black smaller SUV that was seen in the area around the time the fires began. Authorities are asking anyone with information or home surveillance footage from the affected areas to contact law enforcement. Residents are encouraged to stay alert for suspicious activity, particularly on rural roads during late night and early morning hours. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. My name's Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. and we do not have any obituaries to report at this time.